Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Know a lot about golf.
And it is us, those weekend golf guys. I am John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith, Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher. We have stories. Yeah, we've got some in-depth stuff to talk about. We've got some challenges that have been laid down. The gauntlets have been thrown. We have both taken some trips that we're going to talk about. Then we're still partying on the Ryder Cup win, man.
I'll tell you what, you know, how funny was the question posed to, you know, here's a show. We don't talk about the tour. We don't care. But now it's Ryder Cup time, and we do.
We do care. Yes, indeed.
As well, USA, USA.
Okay, so here's the thing. Last week, we didn't do a show on the Ryder Cup when it was Ryder Cup weekend. We're doing a show that's involved in a lot of the Ryder Cup stuff because we're going to gloat.
Yes. Well, Jay, because we record the show. We record it before Sunday. So last week we had no idea that we were going to kick butt in such a remarkable fashion. So we didn't, not knowing what was happening, we did not want to make any predictions or say anything.
Well,
that would make
us look
like we weren't
paying
attention.
I didn't even have any idea that's where I was going to go this weekend, but I did.
Yeah, you showed up there.
So I did. I just popped in there like poof, it was magic. All of a sudden, Jeff Smith's on the grounds at Whistling Straits.
Yeah.
So
have you played there?
It was a little nuts. I have played there one time. And, you know, it's a brutal, this is my third trip there. The first was to watch my daughter play in a college tournament at Black Wolf Run, which is owned by the same company and down the road a bit. Not much, but once she was done with her tournament, I asked the coach, I said, hey, can I drive her back to Chicago? And they said, sure, the bus is kind of packed anyway. Go spend some time with your daughter. So we drove up the road a little bit instead of down the road a little bit, and we went to Whistling Straits to go walk the golf course a bit. And man, let me tell you what, it blew my mind then, and it blew my mind yet again.
Even just walking blew your mind.
Yeah. Just walking it.
It has that effect even just watching it on television. However, anybody who has played at French Lick or any other Pete Dye course in the world notices some diabolical stuff spelled D-Y-E, abolical.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff, Ryder Cup trips, some challenges that have been thrown down, and a lot of stuff coming up. We are those weekend golf guys, and you need to hang out with us. We'll be right back. You know, I started using Liquid IV to hydrate myself this summer when it was real hot here in Kentucky. It was terrible. Sweating, you get dehydrated quickly. One stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water, and you hydrate much quicker and much better than just drinking the 16 ounces of water. And it tastes great. They've got all kinds of fruit flavors, but packed with vitamins. There's more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana and less sugar than an apple. Can you believe that? And if you've spent too much time at the 19th hole, it's a great hangover cure.
because it's getting cooler, it's going to be less noticeable when you become dehydrated. So why don't you just make it a habit? One stick of liquid IV and 16 ounces of water, maybe before your round, during your round, right after your round, whatever. Grab your favorite liquid IV flavor nationwide at Walmart. Or if you want a discount, you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code GOLFGUYS at checkout. 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code GOLFGUYS at liquidiv.com.
Attention anyone who is impacted by the current pandemic and has $2,000 or more in credit card debt. If any credit card companies extended your credit with attractive interest rates or low minimum balances, and now because of it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt, here's some really great news. It happened to millions of people at no fault of their own. But thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right, our nation nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. We've helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today.
Call Credit Guard of America now at 800-672-6925 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. The call and information are free. Call 800-672-6925. That's 800-672-6925. 800-672-6925.
It is us, those weekend golf guys. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. He was at the Ryder Cup this past weekend. He was at Whistler Straits. There are some pictures of him with his daughter, so it's not just a story. He actually was there, and we can prove it. What happened? You just get a wild hair and said, hey, let's go, or you get an invitation, or what happened, man?
Well, it worked out in my favor. Had something that was going to happen on the weekend didn't happen. I never have a weekend off, ever. Right. And all of a sudden, on Thursday afternoon, it was staring me in the face that I had a weekend off. And I thought, boy, I could just send out a message to all my students, and then I would not have a weekend off. I would be full as I normally am. Mm-hmm. With one blast text. And then I was just sitting at home on Thursday night, and all of a sudden it hit me whilst I was watching television. The Ryder Cup is on, and uh-huh. I can go. I don't need a ticket, so I can go.
That's right.
So I thought, all right, who am I taking? Because I can take one guest with me.
Mm-hmm.
Did I think of you, John Ashton?
Not for a second, no.
Because I know that golf course well. And I know that you would not be a really good spectator on that golf course.
Yeah.
One, it would wear you out.
Bad knees. Two, don't make it.
No, bad knees, bad hips, bad feet. They don't make it on that golf course. Number two, you need to be about 3 inches taller to see well there. So I'm not saying much, but I'm saying I'm a little taller and I had trouble seeing. Because there's a lot of people. Here's the deal when you go to a Ryder Cup. Now, not just this particular one, but any Ryder Cup. Do you understand there is a throng of people on day one, day two, and day three?
Right.
And yet on day one, day two, you're only seeing four groups and they are all compressed together. So guess where all these throng of people are?
They're all together.
They're all at the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. Reason number three that I didn't get bring you along. The chicken sandwich that had a large bun and a small piece of chicken was $12. And I knew that you would have a lot to say about that and eat up half the radio show about said pricing of the kind of things there. So I decided, let's move on.
In the interests of international cooperation, did you not have the fish and chips?
I did not have the fish and chips. I was not so interested in the $22 version of lunch.
Yeah,
I was stuck to the $12 version of a piece of bread with a garnish of chicken.
Back in 2008. See, we're even now because in 2008, I went to the Ryder Cup here at Valhalla in Louisville.
That's right.
And I didn't invite you. Of course, I didn't know you at the time, but
I had to go on my own.
Yes,
sir.
Yes. And you still didn't talk to me.
Then but again, I also didn't have to buy a ticket.
Well, neither did I. We were in the media section and we had, but you're right. The first 2 days when it's just four groups, throngs of people are following just those four groups and it's very difficult to see anything.
It is.
It's a great experience to say you were there. And then on the final, on Sunday with the singles matches, things are spread out and it's a lot more enjoyable from a spectator standpoint.
Oh, absolutely. But it is. And every shot that you get to see more of them on Sunday by a long shot.
Yeah.
When all the matches were going on at the same time, now all of a sudden you could see a lot more.
Yeah. And you had to pick and choose too, because I mean, there are 24 people out there, all of whom you really would like to watch play golf for a while.
Yeah.
So you have to say, well, where do I go? Who do I see? Do I stay here and watch them all pass me by, or do I follow a select group, or how do I do that?
Yeah.
So what'd you do?
Well, what we did is we picked the easy road. We went out to the par threes.
Okay.
And we went to number three first, and then we rolled over to seven, and then we rolled over to 17, and then we rolled over to 12. And you know what? It's really hard to see on 12 because that thing is tiny.
Really?
That thing, John, I think that your mustache could cover the width of that green at some point. I think that's how small that green is. Or how large your mustache is. I'm not sure which it is. One or the other, right? Cover it like a little skinny blanket. No, it's a little itty bitty nothing distance of a hole, but man, Pete Dye made that thing rough. Did you see the fact that these guys couldn't hold the green very well?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know they're hitting gap wedges and stuff like this.
Yeah.
Because the wind there it moves the ball a lot.
It
so
does.
Much. The wind is absolutely a factor. It didn't seem like a lot of wind, but man, when your ball gets thrown up in the air, it is a lot.
Well, does this go back to something that we keep saying, is that too many people judge the wind at ground level when they plan their shot, not taking into consideration? Now, again, on Whistling Straits, there's no way to judge what the wind is doing at elevation because there's no trees to see.
So you look at the tops of the mounds and you see the grass blowing. Mm-hmm. Or in the spectators standing on top of the grass mounds, watch their pant legs and watch their shirts and their hats blow off their heads, which was happening.
Right.
To see a dude's hat get blown off of his head, you know.
His $30 hat.
Way above. Yeah, that's right. His $30 Ryder Cup hat that he bought. He got some swag. Next thing you know, he's tumbling down the hill after his hat.
Right.
By the way, there was plenty of bodies tumbling down the hills, and it was entertainment.
Can imagine.
They had a little contest. We saw the spectators. They had a little contest to see if they'd climb the hill. They'd get their little American flag in their hand, and they would try to scale the hill, and then they would plant the flag as high in as they could go before they fell down and rolled back down the hill.
It's nice to have some entertainment.
It was pure entertainment. And of course, we saw all these people with their Ryder Cup gear on and the outfits that they had. And, you know, you saw the handful, the six or seven fans that were Euro fans. And they were, of course, at times being treated well and at times not so much.
That's right. Come to the American side during the Ryder Cup at your own risk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. The one thing I did see, though, is the Americans were, I think, what you could call very nattily attired. The uniforms that the American team had, that they were pretty spiffy. And those that homage to style and fashion of actually having a hoodie that they could wear while playing golf was pretty cool. How long before the prices come down? Because I said, I want one of those. And for $298, I could buy one. But now that it's over, it's like $17.95 any minute now, won't it be?
Yeah, any minute now is probably going to be, I don't know, post-Christmas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I just, you know, the whole thought, that's a whole different concept of golf. Is there a hoodie involved, and should we should we not allow that, and whatever?
Yeah.
I'll let that up to the stuffies to decide, should we not allow that or not.
And then I heard there is a story of sportsmanship from the Ryder Cup tradition back in, was it 63 when Jack Nicklaus gave Tony Jacklin a putt?
Yes.
At number 18. And then it was kind of repeated Sunday when Jordan Spieth gave, they did the basic good with Tommy Fleetwood to finish the match tied.
Yes.
Which I thought was kind of cool. I mean, there's no need to beat a dead horse. He had already won, you know?
Yeah. It was over, and having that match was, I think, you know, here's a good question for you. Not to be the cynical view of this, but what if Fleetwood makes his and Jordan doesn't make his? What happens? That means that Jordan Spieth now goes yet again.
Winless.
Losing. He's still winless, but he had lost every other one. He hadn't halved anything. So did he give the good bit so that he could at least have a half?
Or was he covering his singles butt?
By giving him
that? Was he being a good sport or covering his butt? Yes. We will delve deeper into that when we come back. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. Hang out with us.
In just a few hours, coming up this afternoon, Tom Brady returns to New England for the biggest game of the year, and the stakes have never been higher at MyBookie. Now, whether you're backing the Bucs or the Pats this Sunday, the game's always more exciting when you got, you know, a little skin in the game, got some money on it at MyBookie. And get in on the action and take the game to a whole new level by going to MyBookie.ag. Both teams are sporting top defenses, and nobody knows each other better than Brady and Belichick. So slow and steady will win this race, and smart money bets the under. Don't wait around. Join MyBookie now. Go to MyBookie.ag. That's not .com or .net, but .ag. And bet on the biggest game of the season. Use our promo code GOLFGUYS and double your first deposit. Double. Again, that's promo code GOLFGUYS with no space to get double your first deposit with MyBookie and start your winning season today. That's MyBookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Guys, do you wish there was a holistic solution that promoted both healthier hair and whole body wellness without drugs and prescriptions? Now there is. Nutrafol. Nutrafol is clinically shown to improve hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage while also supporting sex drive, better sleep, and less stress. Nutrafol is recommended by more than 1,500 top doctors. And why not? In a clinical study, men showed progressive improvement in hair growth and thickness after as little as just 3 months. You too can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code GOLFGUYS to save $15 off your first month subscription. That's the best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, there's free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use the promo code GOLFGUYS.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we're back to those Weekend Golf Guys. Jeff Smith, back to work. I mean, he actually took a weekend off, went up to Wisconsin, up to Whistling Straits. For the Ryder Cup, so it's every 2 years, right? Do the
every two
every 2 years, so we and
so
next
here's
year.
The thing. Let's think about the golf course for a minute.
Okay,
all right. So earlier we talked about you not being able to really navigate that golf course very well. Let me talk about how brutal that is. You saw it on television. Mm-hmm. And when you can see how that something is very hilly and brutalizing on television, you know it really is. Because almost all the time, the television doesn't show the elevation changes very well because of the height of the cameras. They're way up above, and they can't quite show just how severe it is. But Whistling Straits, you could see how severe it looked. Guess what? It was worse. So here's a thought, John. Now, I'll let you just consider this on whether you might have been able to handle just walking around as a spectator for, say, a handful of hours, right? In terms of your overall proclivity to walk a golf course. Because normally
my laziness is what you're talking about.
Well, something like that, or your physical condition, or whatever.
Whatever.
So let's think about this. How in good how good are these guys in shape? How should I really say that? It's a much better sentence to say, how good of condition are these guys in? Because they just got done competing at a very high level, walking 36 holes 2 days in a row, followed by 18 holes.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you think about that and you're like, oh, that's a lot. Guess what? They were all out there 3 and 4 days before that, also walking and practicing on the golf course on that same hilly beast of a golf course. So who's in better shape? Those guys or the guys who are schlepping their bags the entire time?
The caddies, man. I hope the caddies were getting paid quite well to be there.
You got
I mean,
that
I know
right.
It's an honor, but still, like you said, schlepping a 65, 70-pound bag up and down those hills for 7 consecutive days because they started last Sunday with practicing.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, those
caddies. How good a shape are those dudes in?
Phenomenal shape.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
I got to hand it to the – look, everybody's going to hand it to the players. I'm here handing it to the caddies right now.
Yeah.
Because you know what? After a couple of days of walking that golf course and I wasn't carrying a thing, a drink here or there.
Except a $12 chicken sandwich.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't carry that very long because it sure didn't last very long. It wasn't all that big. garnished with a chicken, a little sliver.
Little sliver.
But let me tell you, you know, I wasn't carrying anything.
Yeah.
And after some days of humping up and down those hills on that golf course, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I was worn out. My legs are sore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I was carrying nothing. Yeah. I wasn't swinging a single thing. Didn't have to hit a shot.
So what you're saying then is basically when and if you get to Whistling Straits, make sure you take a cart.
I'm not sure if they'll let you have one, John.
Oh, really? Or is it just me they won't have one? Or do they not use carts there?
I've made a call.
Okay, well, thank you.
I've made a call. I want you to have the full experience.
Hey, you want to make sure this dude never shows up to play? Tell him he can't have a cart.
You want to keep those? You want to keep that rough pristine? That's right.
Last week we had a show, and I set out a challenge to you and to our guest, your friend Jim Ward.
Yeah,
and it was basically on how can I cut 6 strokes by my next round. You told me. It didn't work. But let me tell you what did work and why it didn't work. Because a bunch of different things happened. Okay. And if you haven't heard that show, if you weren't listening last week, you can always go to thoseweekendgolfguys.com and look it up. Listen to it there. Because some great, you and Jim both shared some great teacher stuff on things to look at and how to save strokes. I hit all but one fairway off the tee. Okay.
Impressive.
I three putted one time. Twice, only twice was my second putt longer than 4 feet. One of them I made, one of them I missed. That was my three putt, the one I missed. Okay. So I still two putted, even though I ran about 7 feet beyond the hole. It was a lot more downhill than it looked. But the things that you said made me concentrate more. Cause I was like, damn it, I'm going to do this if it kills me. I don't care how much pizza I have to buy Jim and Jeff. I'm going to do this. And I didn't score a whole lot better because I made a few other, you can't change everything in one 18 hole thing. I still need a lot of work on chipping and pitching.
Yeah. Cause that was something we mentioned was the up and down, like a crazy man kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So the chipping wasn't getting you close enough. So it was a chip and two putts.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 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 But that's so all I said was, hey, I need to come. And also I finally found the perfect position for my ball, for my approach shots. Once again, I had been slowly but surely, the ball had been working itself a little bit back in my stance.
Yeah.
And I had been hitting way too many shots fat. And I said, you know, I have talked to Jeff about this. Jeff has talked to me. Lectured, I think, is a better word. But anyhow, we've had the conversation.
Something short of scolding, I think.
Yes. that the ball was too far back in my stance, and that's what leads to hitting them fat consistently. Well, I found out how to actually get it to where it should be in my own head, how to check and make sure that that ball is where it needs to be vis-a-vis the club and the whole bit. And I was hitting, in fact, we were playing last Sunday with Miss Diane, you know, Miss Diane, she's had a few lessons, the voice of OnStar. And she was like, Dan, we're going to start calling you Deadeye. Because my iron shots were going exactly where I was aiming them. And it's like, oh, so this is how it works. When you put the ball in the right place and you still set up the club correctly, the way Jeff says to, you know, the pre-shot routine, look at what marvelous things can happen. This guy should teach for a living.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
How that works.
You know, the stuff works. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, I can't believe how that really functions for you like that.
Yeah, but it was all the pitching, chipping, anything from 60 yards in. You know, par fives, I didn't do so good on. Which is, you know, when you bogey every par five, that's not good.
Ooh.
I know, but I parred every par three. Hit the
that's
green
good.
Hit the green in regulation on all of them too.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive.
Mm-hmm. I thought you'd be like, whoa.
Impressive.
Give me a gold star and everything, you know?
Well, you know.
But it's primarily the wedges that are still giving me problems. I can't get them close, or I get them too far, or they go too far.
There is something that can be done to make sure that you can make that part of your game better. I dare say it's really not necessarily a technique thing, but it could be. I'd have to watch yours, but I do know that there is this thing about repetition and how many times you could, you know, decide to hit this shot to that location, you know, frequently.
Over and over again.
Over and over again. It's as if you were trying to say,
perfect
just do them successively where you would actually measure what you were doing and deciding, wow, I actually am getting a little bit better at this. My distance control is good. My contact is good. My accuracy is good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to go to the golf course with this kind of thing.
But I was at the golf course.
Right. Most people do it on some other portion of the grounds. And not necessarily having that many of those kind of shots whilst actually on holes numbered 1 through 18.
I gotcha. They call that the I'm trying to think of a synonym, but I can't. It's
the do it again place. It's the do it over and over place.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you, man. There you go, lecturing to me again.
Well, scoffing at you, really.
Practice. They say, I have heard that practice makes perfect.
Only perfect practice makes perfect.
Oh, well, good.
Imperfect practice, not quite so much.
Not quite so much.
Lousy practice, definitely not.
No practice, you don't have a prayer.
Something.
Nowhere is there a prayer. We've got some more. I told you that a challenge had been laid down, and we're going to delve into this challenge and get Jeff's opinion and see what we can do about this when we come right back. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. Do hang out with us. We will be back.
If you're like me, you've been hearing a lot about burials and cremation lately. It's kind of a sad thought, but thousands of these poor souls have to be stored in these big refrigerator trucks, waiting sometimes weeks before they can be put to rest. And then the average funeral cost is over 10 grand. I don't have that kind of money just lying around, do you? Everyone has the right to die with dignity, and an affordable burial policy can be had for as little as a dollar a day. Call Final Expense Network for a free quote. They shop for affordable rates from brand name companies, folks you've heard of. One call and you get coverage to finish well. You can even name your church as a beneficiary. Come on, you have loved ones. Don't leave them at the last hour of their need. Call now, 800-589-0470. That's the Final Expense Network at 800-589-0470. Finish well. Make a quick call to 800-589-0470. 800-589-0470.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for just $99. Call 800-705-4051. That's 800-705-4051. Again, 800-705-4051.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Of course, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys. We would love it if you were to go there and like us, facebook.com/golfguys. And it is us, those Weekend Golf Guys. I am John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith, Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher. And Jeff, I told you that there has been a challenge laid down. And I would like to read you a message that we received on the Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys. It came from Randy Scalf, who is probably the best caddy at the Pete Dye course at French Lick Resort, where we were, 2-3 weeks ago. He says, okay, John, I just listened to episode 141 on those Weekend Golf Guys, and I have a new mission on the Dye course. When you break 80, it will be with me and on the Pete Dye course.
I challenge you to this. If you break 80, same tease as last time, within the next 20 rounds you play on the Pete Dye with me, I will give you, yes, give you my brand new Apex 21 irons that cost me $1,200. Five through gap wedge. There are only a couple of conditions, as you may know, my sole purpose.
Wait a minute.
What?
I have to cut you off. Let's do some quick math.
Okay.
He said within the next 20 rounds.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's him as your caddy.
Uh-huh.
20 times.
Uh-huh. $800 is what you're asking.
I know what the caddy fee. I know what the caddy fee is going to be here, right?
Yeah.
So.
So what you're saying is it'd be cheaper for me to just go buy the irons. So, thanks for your faith in me. It's going to take all 20 rounds to get there.
Sorry. Randy's done the math too. Randy's done a little bit more than break even on this deal already. Randy's very savvy. I like him already. Way to go, Randy. Smart man. A cash proposition in the form of a challenge. John, I challenge you to give me some money.
To buy my irons.
So I can go buy something else. I got to hand it to you, Randy. That's good thinking.
He's always thinking, isn't he? That's why he's the best, man.
I like this man. Okay, proceed.
He's got a couple conditions. He said, condition number one, if we get into a bit of trouble, you have to play it upon my suggestion without question. Some shots may not be sexy, but they will be effective and they will be stroke savers. Condition number two, around the green, you must favor the bump and run. This is not an option and non-negotiable. So I'm going to have a few bump and run lessons because I'm not doing that so well. My comment about your thicker sole plates only pertained to the die course with its tight lies. I was not saying that the ping clubs were bad. I never said that they were bad clubs anywhere else. Thick sole plates here seem to dig in around the greens and short inside 125 yards when it's wet. Condition number three, you have to bring Tim, our producer, Jeff, you,
yes.
And Frank Bassett.
And Frank?
From Golf Talk America.
I get to play with Frank?
Yeah.
I mean,
that will be our crew.
In. This is instantly going to be fun. Frank and I together on the golf course? I'm in. This is going to happen.
And condition number four, you are providing my swing coaches.
Okay.
That cocktail at $11 a piece. So
you're providing those.
And he just throws in. Yeah. So he's making a profit at the get-go. So anyhow.
We like this guy.
I just want to read
how this guy thinks.
I want to read this part to you because you're going to probably sit back and go, yeah, right. But it said, last time you started off playing so well down the middle, greens and putts, and it will happen again. So there you go.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like the way this guy thinks. He's an entrepreneur. He's going to make money on the deal. He's going to get you to buy him drinks. He gets to watch us laugh and joke all the time. I mean, think about what this guy has just created. He gets his own entertainment paid for. Frank and I get to come down and just have yuck it up and have a great time at your expense. He's the spectator in the group, and he wants to do it 20 times.
Yeah.
We got to get this guy on the show. We like him. We like the way he thinks.
We can do that, man. We can do that, but I think it'll be fun, and I don't think it'll take 20 rounds.
I think that he's gonna talk into it to the 18th round, and he'll he'll get it out there.
Yeah, well,
that's it.
We're gonna take him up on the challenge. I have already accepted on behalf of you and Frank. You know about it now. I still have to tell Frank, but
Frank, just let Frank listen to the show. Frank will come on when he hears this commentary about what's going on because he'll want to meet this guy too.
Yeah.
He'll be like, that guy's a genius. He wrapped it all up in the form of a challenge. Let's write down all the things that I want. Let's see, make some money, have somebody buy me drinks and entertain me for a whole bunch of time. I get paid for the whole deal. Yeah, all I got to do is when it never happens, I don't even have to cough up my clubs at the end. Frank's going to look at that and go, this guy's a genius. I'm going. I got to meet this guy. I want to hire him.
Well, I thank you, A, for your faith in me, as I have already mentioned, and your faith in yourself, because my breaking 80 reflects directly upon your ability to teach people.
No. It reflects directly upon the amount of drinks that you have, because clearly you're buying them all.
And my willingness to practice, if any.
Right. We already know that. You can't even look. We've already got the Iverson shirts coming for you. We already know, right?
Oh, yeah.
We already know you're not practicing.
You know, for a new set of irons, before it costs me an arm and a leg, I might. You never can tell. You know?
Well, then I want that recorded on video, time, date stamped, and everything.
Can you imagine what great TV that would be, though, with the four of us playing?
Oh, yeah, would.
We would have to bring a videographer with us to capture the moment.
That would be funny. As a matter of fact, we're going to have somebody with the bleep button, like live and ready to go. And he better be. And boy, let me tell you, that guy better be jacked up on some coffee. That figure his better be twitching. If Frank Bassett is coming to play golf with us, woohoo!
Cool.
That's
beast,
just how
man.
It's going to be, right?
We can do that. So we're going to have to revisit that six stroke, because that's all it's going to take, man. Six strokes. Six fewer strokes, and I break 80 off my average.
So,
and you sit there with a smirk on your face, like, yeah,
I do. Because
good luck, buddy.
I know where this is going to go, right? You're gonna get me to come down there and get you and give you golf lessons and help you train. That's what you're trying to do. I know you're scheming this already.
No, I'll come up there.
Okay. You come up here. All right. Clearly, we've got a better practice facility than you do. You
definitely
don't even know where one is down there, do you? I don't know, but Jeff's got one, so I guess I'll have to go up there. I don't know where anybody else is. Not in my parts. I have no idea where these things are.
No, I need some technique tips, some technique changes, some, you know, because one of the things that, and I know it probably, well, no, I'm not going to say that. I'll let you say it, because I don't want to sound like I know what I'm doing and just refuse to do it. So I'm going to play ignorant. But a lot of times there are so many elements that come into play on the different types of shots and the different scenarios of shots that it's hard to remember what goes where for the average player, the guy like me. He was like, what? I haven't had one of these lies for 3 years. What did Jeff tell me to do in this condition? That's why I need to get that WWJSD bracelet, man. You know, what would
we could do that. I still think you need one that is, instead of what would Jeff Smith tell me to do, it's still the better version of it would be, what would Jeff Smith make fun of me for doing? Get one of those bracelets out, and then you'll go, oh.
I better not do that.
Because right, if you just thought about that as a, you know, what would Jeff Smith tell me to do? You're like, but I'm already in Hades, and it didn't get me anywhere, but still.
Yeah. But I mean, it can be done.
Yeah.
You just have to, put your mind to it. You have to concentrate. And that's another thing too, playing with you three jokers, you know, that's going to be
we're going to have a great time.
That's going to be a scenario that'll be self-defeating, actually. I think.
I just wonder what Frank's going to wear. That'll be the first start, right?
It'll be
Frank
something
shows up, and we're going to know he's coming from a mile away.
There won't be a wrinkle anywhere. He's the only man in the world I know that starches the collars of his golf shirts. Okay.
I think that's what we need to do is get Frank there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we'll have Frank there and interim producer Tim, and you and I will be the foursome, and then
it's Randy.
Randy, thank you.
Yeah, you're
Randy will be our caddy, and because I mean Randy's good. He's probably the best up there, and he likes us. He likes us a lot. He likes our ability to joke with him. He really likes our ability to let him joke with us, I think, is what he likes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because he has said a few things.
There's some people that are out there, and they're so serious about their golf game, yeah. Like they're going to die if somebody says something off.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Randy will say, Randy's a good caddy. And as much as when he first starts, he says, listen, I am here. I will give you as much or as little advice as you want or need. I'm not going to tell you what to do unless you ask. I'm not going to read the putt unless you ask. So other than that, I'm just here to, you know, keep the golf balls clean and carry your clubs that you don't need back to the cart. And that's it. So, but he's really good at it. And he knows the Pete Dye course. And well, that's what you need when you play a course like that, man. You know someone who knows the ins and the outs. And like he was saying, it may sound like you shouldn't go there. Go there. You know, follow his instructions.
So here's one last thing that Frank needs to know that Randy knows.
Yes.
Randy knows that Frank's a really good tipper. So of course he's he knows.
He knows.
So no doubt. See, as if there was one last reason that Randy's a genius, it's because he knows that Frank's a really good tipper.
It's great when the man can put his own foursome together that he wants to work with. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And we have accepted the challenge, and it's going to show up on video. We will have to have it videotaped. And
we got
to
do it soon.
On all the webs. Oh yeah, we got to do it before the weather turns. So it's going to be, you know, we'll start making the plans this afternoon as soon as we're done doing this, which we will be in a few minutes. We're not done yet, so just hang out. We'll be right back.
You want to see how great a golf instructor Jeff Smith really is? It's very easy. $5golfclub.com. The number $5golfclub.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text SPARK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 321-321. That's SPARK to 321-321.
It is us, those weekend golf guys, John Ashton, Jeff Smith, Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher. Suddenly I say I want a few lessons, a few tips on how to break 80. And he's like, well, you know, here's my schedule and here's how much it costs.
Pretty simple.
When you can find some open time, book an hour or two and we'll take care of you, buddy.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Look, everything's a business, right?
That's right. Then how much do you think you're going to make on the side bets?
I think the line is set at 80 already. The trouble is I don't think we'll have many guys taking the under. You know, they're supposed to be offsetting. It's kind of how the bookies make it, right? They make it on the little percentage in between, but they got to have enough guys there because if everybody's betting the over, the line just bumps up.
You need losers in the betting world in order to survive. All right. Oh, this is going to be fun. But you have, and again, if you have not caught last week's show, go back to thoseweekendgolfguys.com and check it out. It was on how to save 5 to 6 shots on your very next round. And the questions you asked were, how long's your second putt? You keep your second putts to gimmies, you're going to save a lot of strokes right there. Make sure that your tee shots are in the fairway. Do whatever you have to do. Don't swing as hard. Aim better. Use a different club, whatever. Learn how to hit the club you need off the tee, which would entail maybe getting a lesson or two and maybe practicing a little bit. Lucky for me, I know how to do that part. So yeah. The way you and Jim described it last week, man, it's such a simple game. Don't overthink it. Just do it.
Yeah. It's not as hard as what some people make it.
The only thing I suggest you have to do is to learn one time how to do it right. Go to someone like Jeff, go to your local PGA pro, learn how to do it right, and then practice doing it right. So you will remember how to do it right, which is my problem because I don't practice because I'm stubborn and lazy. And when it comes down to it, I forget what to do. There you go.
Yeah. Well, it could start with those iron shots and those wedge shots and get the club to the bottom of the golf ball. Because if you did that, all of a sudden you've actually hit a clean shot. So now all of a sudden it takes away the thins and the fats and the skulls. Yeah.
And without thins and fats and skulls, you find out that you go straighter and you get to where you want to go.
Yeah.
Once and again, once you learn
a second time,
once you learn how far you hit your irons. And that's another thing about practice. Go somewhere and just hit over and over again. Find out what the average distance is so you don't overestimate.
I think that's a nice way of putting it.
Don't overestimate.
Just
get it down. Know what's in your bag. Know how you hit your bag. And to do that, you need to practice a little bit. And then once you practice a little bit, just go out and play some golf.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.